翻开历代至上，
Let's open to First Chronicles.
历代至上第十八章
Chapter 18.
We 们来看第十三节
Let's look at verse 13.
这一天，今天我们所看到的就是讲到大卫跟所罗门王。
So today we see David and King Solomon.
那么大卫在以东地设立了防营。
So he put garrison in Edom.
以东人就都归服他。
And all the Edomites became subject to David.
大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都使他得胜。
The Lord gave David victory everywhere he went.
那么这以东我们知道是这个雅各的以色列的哥哥。
We know Edom was the brother of Israel, Jacob.
这个是亲戚的一个关系。
These are relations.
那么以东在这一个放弃了这一个以扫放弃了这个长子的职分。
But Esau rejected his birthright.
雅各呢是追求神给他的祝福。
But Jacob sought the blessings of God.
当然，到处抓到最后，神给他真正的看见。
But as he tried to grab onto it, in the end, he saw what God gave him.
抓住神给他的应许。
And grab onto the promise God gave him.
那么在圣经里面经常把以东看作一个属肉体的。
So in the Bible, we often look at Edom as one of flesh.
因为他经常是这个按着这个自己所喜好的去行。
Because he did as he willed.
使他的父母亲很头痛。
And gave grief his parents a lot.
就是娶当地的女子。
And he married the women of the local.
虽然在当时整个这一个还没有完全的律法定下来
even though the laws decrees have not been completely given
但是有祖宗的家训
but there's a teaching from the traditional family
看到亚伯拉罕都不愿意让他以撒的这个他的儿子在当地娶妻
we even saw Abraham was not willing to let his son Esau Isaac marry a local
我们看到这个以扫
we saw Isaac
就没有这样子守这个约定
We saw Esau did not obey this.
他就随自己的喜好而行。
So he did as he wished.
那么因为这一个红汤可以把长子给让出掉。
But because a bowl or lentil soup that he sold his birthright.
表示他对长子的这个职分。
Meaning that as regards to the birthright.
并不是那么看重。
He really did not regard it.
看重的是眼前。
But what he saw was what was before him.
因此呢，我们把以东形容为属肉体的。
That's why we describe Edom as one of flesh.
那么这里面给我们看到，在以东设立防营。
But here we saw that he put garrison in Edom.
就是设下一个防火墙。
So meaning to the firewall here.
那么以东就归顺。
So Edom became subject.
肉体如何降服下来
？So how the flesh can submit?
我们必须要设立一个很好的防火墙。
We need to put up a very good firewall.
那么就是不可以越过这一个神话语的教训。
You cannot cross over beyond transgress against the word.
当我们在神的话语教训里头的时候
，So if we are in the teaching of the word,
我们就可以摆脱肉体的辖制。
We can put away the bondage of the flesh.
当我们不尊重神话语教训的时候
，But we don't obey the teaching of the word.
我们经常会受肉体的牵绊。
We will often be troubled by the flesh.
因此呢，如果我们如何经常得胜
，So if we are often victorious,
往哪里去
？Wherever we go.
大卫往哪里去？因为他尊重神的话语。
Because David obeyed the word of God.
当我们把事情交托给主的时候
，When we entrust things to the Lord,
我们自己尽上我们应尽的责任。
And we do what we need to do.
那么这个事情就成了。
And the matter will be established.
经常我们尽了我们自己的责任的时候
，When we discharge all the responsibilities,
我们还想要越雷池一步。
We want to do more than that.
赶快。
We want to hurry it up.
我们就没有等候神的手。
We did not wait for the hands of the Lord.
你必须要等候神的手。
We need to wait upon the hands of the Lord.
设立防营的时候，我们不是这一个马上把以东歼灭掉。
So when we put up a garrison, we do not get rid of Edom right away.
世界上很多的环境没有办法一夕之间歼灭掉。
A lot of things in the world you cannot overnight get rid of it.
都是使我们在忍耐等候的当中可以成长。
It's only through endurance and perseverance that we will grow.
因此呢，我们在十九章里面，我们来看到一个很重要的。
So in chapter 19, we see something that's very important.
约押对亚比塞说。
So Yoab said to Jabez,
亚兰人若强过我，
if Arameans overcome me,
你就来帮助我。
Are too strong for me, then come to rescue me.
啊，这个九章第十二节。
In chapter 19, verse 12.
亚门人若强过你，
if the Arameans are too strong for you,
我就去帮助你。
Then I'll rescue you.
在整一个国度里头。
So in the kingdom.
我们给我们看到在征战的过程当中。
So in the wars.
有时候我们会软弱。
We'll be weak.
有时候他会刚强。
Maybe he will be strong.
也许有时候他软弱。
Maybe sometimes he's
weak. 我们刚强。
And we are strong.
彼此的被建造。
We build each other up.
在一个共同的征战的过程当中。
Through the same wars.
可能面对的不同的敌人。
We may face different enemies.
我们如何做一个守望相助。
So how do we be watchtower and help each other?
这个十九章里面十三节告诉我们，我们都当刚强。
So verse 10 tells us we need to be strong.
为本国的民和神的诚意做大丈夫。
And let us fight bravely for our people and the city of our God.
愿耶和华凭他的旨意而行。
The Lord will do what is good in His sight.
这一个不但为本国的民，
not only for the people,
为神的诚意，
but cities of our God.
这里面讲到的是我们。不但兼顾我们自己，就兼顾到别人。
Not only we strengthen ourselves, but we also strengthen others.
那么这兼顾到别人，就关系到神国度的事情。
So when you strengthen others, you actually are working for the kingdom.
什么是国度？
What is the kingdom?
就是你隔壁的弟兄姐妹。
And your brother and sister next to you.
这是国度的第一步。
This is the first step in the kingdom.
如果我们只追求远方所谓的国度的看见，
if we only see what's far ahead in the kingdom,
而却没有关怀我们弟兄姐妹的需要。
I did not care for the needs of the brothers and sisters.
经常的跟他一对一，
and often share one-to-one with them.
神话语的供应，
the words of, from God.
为他祷告，
and pray for them with the word of God. 这一
些我们在灵里面上的供应，
so these are what we receive in the spirit.
使他们能够在实质上得到更大的帮助，
so that they will receive more help in the real reality.
都当刚强。
This is we need to be strong.
在什么时候刚强呢？
When are we strong?
在为神的国度征战里头。
When we fight for the kingdom of the Lord.
因为神必凭着他的旨意而行。
Because God will do what is good in His sight.
因此呢，我们对弟兄姐妹的那个第一步，
So the first step toward brothers and sisters.
为本国的民，
and for the people of His, of His kingdom.
彼此的建造的时候，
and build each other up.
我们就可以得胜，
and we'll be victorious.
我们做一个大丈夫，
we'll be a strong person.
我们就可以得胜再得胜。
It will be victorious and victorious.
当这个征战的过程的当中，
So through the wars,
环境不见得会改变。
The environment may not necessarily change.
也许环境越来越恶劣。
Maybe the environment will become worse.
那我们相信神的手在工作。
But we believe in the hands of the Lord.
所以做大丈夫。
So we need to be brave.
如果我们知道整个的历史是神的手在做事，
If we know that history is in the hands of the Lord.
既然我们从旧约在看的时候，就知道是神的手在做任何的工作。
Since from the Old Testament we know that God has done it,
给我们有更大的信心。
You give us a great more faith.
我们往后的日子也是神在做工。
So our later days will also be in the Lord's hand.
因此，我们如何彼此相互进入神的爱里面
？So if we care for each other and enter God's love,
在神的使命的当中，这就走最正确的路了。
That's in His commission, and we are walking the right path.
二十章第一节
In chapter 20 verse 1
过了一年
one year in the spring,
到列王出战的时候
at the time of the war,
耶押率领军兵毁坏亚门人的地
Joab led out the armed forces
围攻拉巴
and he raised the land of the Ammonites and went to Rabbah
大卫人住在耶路撒冷
and besieged but they remained in Jerusalem
耶押攻打拉巴将城倾覆
And Joab attacked Rabbah and left it in ruins.
那么我们就看到这句话里面带下了一个很重要的伏笔。
So here we see from the word that there's something very important.
那的确，这句话里面就是讲到什么？大卫已经渐渐的会被这个胜利冲昏了头。
Now we see that David became overjoyed in his victories.
我们可以说大卫在这个耶路撒冷里面运筹帷幄。
So he's just sitting in the Jerusalem and enjoying his victories.
但慢慢的大卫怎么样已经只有听到得胜的声音。
But gradually he only heard the victories in the distance.
没有亲历经这个战事。
He no longer in the wars.
当然他没有像以前那么英勇。
Of course he's not strong as he was before.
但这也是我们经常很多的时候在 退休下来的时候所产生的一些问题。
So these are the things that encounter in people who retire.
大卫在这个时候
David in this time
犯了些什么 事情呢？
What kind of sin did he
我们看到跟别示巴的问题。
We saw the problem he had with Bathsheba.
再来怎么样数点的问题。
Also counting the number.
所以这一些呢都是他在不征战的过程当中。
So this is what happened when he was not in the wars.
那么我们以为大有胜利了，
You thought that he had great victories.
我们不亲自这么去做了。
But we don't do. Maybe we think we have victory. We don't need to do this ourselves.
给我们自己一个很大的一个提醒。
This is a reminder.
特别是我自己。
Especially myself.
如何还是抓住着福音的事工
？Still grab onto the ministry of the gospel.
能够与人分享福音的好处。
And to share the benefit of the gospel with others.
我是站在讲台上讲道的时候，我忘了应该怎么去传福音。
Just because I stand on the altar doesn't mean I forget to work on preaching gospel.
传福音是最基本的。
Because preaching the gospel is the most basic.
所以如果碰到人的时候，我们可以侃侃而谈，可以跟他讲到福音的工作。
So when we run into people, we can talk to them and talk about the gospel.
让他知道什么是福音的奥秘。
So they can understand the mystery of the gospel.
征战。
The wars.
每一天都是一个征战。
Every day is a war.
但是如果我们退居到背后的时候
But if we step back,
我们常常会看不清楚状态。
We will not.Understand what's going on.
我们看到大卫数点的时候，数点完的时候，他才发现问题了。
So after David numbered the fighting men, he realized he made a mistake.
那么还没做之前呢，怎么没有先想到呢
？But before he did it, how come he didn't know that this was wrong?
失去了征战当中的敏锐度。
So he lost his sharpness and his fighting ability.
如果没有经常的去征战的时候
，So if you don't go to wars frequently,
那个敏锐度就会降低。
Then your sharpness will decrease.
敌人好像退了。
As if the enemies have
其实不是退了。
Fled, they have not fled.
他可能跑到侧边去，要开始来这一个做游击战。
Maybe he goes to the side to attack you in raiding bands.
很多的时候，我们面临的征战的时候很绷紧。
So sometimes when we face the wars, we are very alert.
但得胜的时候呢
？But when we are victorious,
我记得这个最近我看到一个报道，台湾的一个首富郭台铭。
So recently I saw in the Taiwanese newspaper there was a very wealthy person.
把比尔盖茨当成偶像。
So he made something into a.
他说他有一句话。
He said there's a.
他非常有趣。
That he really liked.
很得着。
And he really liked this what this person said.
就是说胜利。
The victory.
不是成功的开始。
It's not beginning of success.
因此他一直把这一句话说，我一直有很大的这个得胜。
So that he said to himself, I have a great victory.
我的版图扩充很大。
My business is expanding.
不是真正的成功。
It's not true success.
然后汲取什么样子的一个教训。
So what is that lesson that he learned?
他看了那一句话，经常去读那一句话。
So he saw what people, this person said.
他说这样我才不会被所谓的胜利冲昏了头。
So that his head would not be filled with only victories.
那么就会怎么样？就会哎，够了，我比上不足，比下有余吧。
So he said he feels like he has enough and he's above a lot of people.
已经这么多人了。
That he already won some above many people.
包括北美也有红海。
In North America, there's
很多地方都有了。
And the technology companies in other places.
他觉得应该够了。
He said he felt like it's enough.
但是呢，他为什么一直在这么样做？他说这句话常常给他有很大的警惕。
And why he did all these things because this phrase gave him a warning.
我们看到大卫的这个事迹给我们看到说，我们这一关卡我们得胜了。
So David let us see in this generation how if we can overcome this.
如果我们这一个终于怎么样了
？If we say, well, this is what we ended up with.
表示后面还有一个后续的过程。
You know, there's still to come, some things to come.
哎呀，我终于结婚了。
I already learned.
我找到一个心仪的女孩了。
I already found the girl of my heart.
嫁给我了。
And she married me.
但是你要知道，开始怎么样，过着一个头的生活。
I tell you, this is beginning of a big problem.
头就是很多事情来的时候要扛起来。
So there are many things that need to worry, many things to burden to come.
开始要负更多的责任跟重担。
Need to take on more burden and discharge the smart responsibilities.
二十章给我们看到这样子的一个问题。
So in chapter 20, this is what we see.
我们来看二十二章。
We see in chapter 22.
第八节。
In verse 8.
你要生一个儿子。
You're going to have a son.
他必做太平的人。
You'll have peace.
我必使他安定。
You know,
不被视为的仇敌搅扰。
You send the man a peace and rest. I'll give him rest from all his enemies on every side.
他的名要叫所罗门。
His name will be Solomon.
他在位的日子，我必使以色列人平安康泰。
I'll grant Israel peace and quiet during his reign.
那么当然，他就是要为我的名建造圣殿。
Of course, he's the one who will build a house for my name.
那这是第九章里面第九节里面给我们看到。
This is what we see in verse 9.
那么这一个在一个安静的时候。
So in peace.
没有。征战的过程当中
Without wars,
要怎么样要回到神的面前来
We need to turn to the Lord
建殿
To build a house
那个殿在这个啊这个伯特利的时候呢那个是天的门
So that was the gate of heaven
那个天的门神的殿是没有柱子的
So at the gate of heaven in Bethel there was no pillar
也没有任何形体
There was no form
那代表是我们这一个人
So it represents individuals
当我们打仗得胜的时候
So we were victorious
in fight 征战觉得胜利的时候
When we feel that we have victory in the war
应该回到神的面前
We need to turn back to the Lord
安静在神的面前
And then be quiet before the Lord
靠着他来工作
And to do things according with his power 这样
你的征战就不会觉得永远没有止息
So that way we don't feel like we are constantly moving about
我们看到美国的法案不正确的时候我们开始又要再反对他
So when we see that the laws in the United States are unjust, we need to...
哎呀，得胜啊！过了几年又跑出来了。
We go against it, but and we may be victorious, but a couple years later, it come up again.
要到什么时候呢
？Until when?
我们应该学习的一种战士。
We need to learn the strategy.
这一些法案出来的时候
，When these laws and decrees are come out.
我曾经听过一个弟兄说：“哎呀，这个是要。”这个反对到什么时候
？So one of the brothers asked me, when are we going to be opposing against this ordinance?
乍听之下，他好像有一点气馁。
So feel like he's a little bit discouraged.
啊，又来了。
It comes again.
其实呢，这个又来反倒是给我们一个很大的提醒。
So this recurring problem is to give us a reminder.
如果这种小小的征战都没有给我们很大的反思跟提醒。
If all these little wars, battles do not remind us of anything,
慢慢就会从这很小的征战当中麻痹了。
It will be numb to these little wars.
最后怎么样？大的风浪来临的时候呢
？At the end, when the great tsunami comes,
我们已经麻痹习惯了。
We already numb or used to it.
一下子就被吞噬掉了。
We'll be devoured right away.
因此，我们不要对世界的情况感到失望。
So we should not lose hope about what's going on around us.
或是感到没有办法去。这个啊，去做一些工作。
So cannot feel like in the helpless to do things.
我们要相信的是神的手在这个历史上工作。
Because we believe in the hand of the Lord in the history.
信靠主的工作。
And trust in the work of the Lord.
是不断的仰望神。
And to continually hope in the Lord.
那么我们在神的旨意下面，我们可以顺服。
But we can submit to His will.
开始建造我们生命的殿。
And to build the house of our life.
给我们有一个平安的日子。
That we have peace.
是要让我们建好这一个圣殿。
That we need to build this temple.
所以我们这一个人的圣殿在主还没来临的时候预备好。
That our individual temple can be built before the Lord comes again.
来迎接新郎的临到。
To receive the bridegroom as he comes.
做神所喜悦的事情。
To do things that pleases God.
所罗门的猛招就是要建殿。
This is the calling of Solomon is to build the temple.
大卫预备的建材就是要让所罗门建殿。
So David prepared all the materials for Solomon to build.
猛招是如此。
So that's how they were called.
因此呢，我们应当要猛招，是为了建造神的殿宇。
So we are called to build the temple of the Lord.
这个殿宇不是有形的教会。
The temple is not just the.
那个真正的殿宇就是我们心里面的那一个跟神的关系。
It's not just the physical building of church, but it's our relationship with the Lord in our hearts.
第二十三章第十三节。
In chapter 3 verse 13,
暗南的儿子亚伦摩西
the sons of Aaron and Moses,
亚伦和他的子孙分出来
Aaron was set apart, he and his descendants forever,
好分别至圣的物
to consecrate the most holy things,
在耶和华面前烧香
to offer sacrifices before the Lord,
侍奉他
to minister before him,
奉他的名祝福直到永远
and to pronounce blessings his name forever,
这里亚伦和他的子孙分出来
So that Aaron and his descendants were set apart
好分别至圣的物
to consecrate the most holy things
那么做什么在耶和华面前
before the Lord
那么亚伦
and Aaron
是祭司
was a priest
这个祭司呢
this priest
当这一个幔子从上头到下面裂为两半的时候
so when the veil was torn apart from top to bottom
已经把这一个至圣所的门打开了。
It's already open to the most holy place.
代表什么呢？
What does it mean?
就代表在这里面讲的分别出来。
It means to be consecrated.
怎么样分别出来呢？
Or to be set apart.
就是你我已经被分别出来。
You and I are set apart.
你我被分别出来成为君尊的祭司。
We are set apart to be royal priesthood.
圣洁的国度。
And holy people.
因此呢，我们在看到这一段话语的时候呢，
so when we see this word,
亚伦的职分里面有三方面，
so there are three parts to this ministry,
代表我们基督徒的生命里面的一个三方面，
so the three aspects of Christian life.
前面我们看到是建造神的殿，
before we saw building is the building of the temple of the Lord,
跟神的关系，
the relationship with the Lord.
那么如何建造神的殿跟神的关系呢？
How to build the temple and relationship with the Lord.
祭司就是一个建造神的殿跟神关系的一个关键。
So the priests are the critical portion of building this temple and the relationship with the Lord.
第一个呢，在耶和华面前烧香，
one is to offer sacrifices before the Lord.
那个金香炉代表一个祷告，
that the golden incense represent the prayers.
那个这个香的味道到神的面前代表我们的祷告。
The fragrant offering before the Lord is our prayers.
祭司的祷告是做什么的呢？
What are the priestly prayers?
为百姓代求。
It's to atone for the people.
因此呢，当我们在神的面前代求的时候，
So when we intercede before the Lord for other people,
经常把每一样事情提出来要弟兄姐妹代求。
So to bring all the matters up for brothers and sisters to intercede.
那么是不是人多神就垂听了？
Does it mean that because the people and many people, God will listen?
有时候我们碰到一件事情的时候，
sometimes we run into a problem.
打电话，
and we call.
赶快为这个事情祷告，
and tell people to pray for this.
赶快为那个事情祷告，
and to pray for other things.
那我们的动机跟出发点是什么？
What our motives and our starting points are.
所以我们应该要知道我们是祭司的这个职分。
We need to realize that our priestly duties.
真正代祷的问题在哪里？
But where is the problem of intercession?
我可以为这件事情代祷的时候，
If I can intercede for this matter,
那么代表了我已经在神的恩典当中成长，
That I have grown in the grace of the Lord.
我已经领受神的恩典，
I receive the grace of the Lord.
相信神的恩典，
And believe in His grace.
因此呢，我在这一个事工上，我愿意摆上我的职分。
So in this work, I'm willing to offer my services.The priestly duties.
因此呢，代祷我们请很多弟兄姐妹去代祷的时候，
So when you ask a lot of brothers and sisters to intercede,
不是因为人多，
It's not because they are numerous,
神就垂听，
That God will listen,
这样力量比较大，
That there's more strength,
我们叫更多的人一起去摇动主的手，
We ask more people to shake the hands of the Lord.
那神呢，不厌其烦就好啊，给你了。
And God is tired of us, so He will say, Yes, I'll give it to you.
不是的，
It's not like that.
你一定要从圣经的角度里面去看。
You need to look at from the angle of the Bible.
我们能够代求。
We can intercede.
我们请弟兄姐妹代求。
We ask the brothers and sisters to intercede.
是希望他在恩典当中不断的成长。
That they can continue to grow in the grace of the Lord.
那么祭司凭什么跟百姓代求？
So what does priests have to intercede for the people?
神给他的职分嘛。
Because that's the main duty that God has given to them.
给他的恩典嘛。
And also His grace.
那么他越祷告的时候，他就越成长。
So the more they pray, the more they grow.
所以当你为别人的事工越代祷的时候，
So the more intercede for other people's ministry duties.
有一天你面对你自己的问题的时候，
So one day when you face your own problems.
当你跪下来祷告，
When you kneel down to pray.
神让你为别人祷告的那一些祷告的这一个看见，
So the what you have seen when you pray for other people.
能够帮助你现在的一个问题的解决。
Will become the solution to your present problem.
你经常为别人代求的时候，
because when you seem to see for people often,
当你自己碰到问题，
when you run the problem yourself,
你会更有眼光去看见，
you'll be able to see more.
这个是什么？神给我们的恩典。
This is the grace God gives us.
如果你可以靠着恩典来成长的时候，那这样烧香就很特别在神的面前。
So if you can grow in the grace of the Lord, the incense that is burned before the Lord will be very special.
祭司的职分怎么样建造我们这个圣殿？代求。
Priestly, the duty to build the temple is to intercede.
圣殿里面经常为他人代求。
So in the temple is to intercede for others.
第二
，Number two，
就是在主的面前侍奉他。
To serve before the Lord.
服侍他。
To minister before Him.
我们看祭司在这个圣殿的上下呢。
We see that the priest and the
我们看大卫建造什么？建造了唱诗献祭。
Before the altar, he had made choirs and worship teams.
那么将整个的荣耀归给神。
And give all glory to the Lord.
这一个的侍奉。
This kind of ministry.
就是我们经常要怎么样用赞美。
It's used to praise.
大卫经常是用感恩赞美。
David often used praise and thanksgiving.
把神的属性赞美出来。
To praise his good nature.
那么不代表说这一个把神这个歌功颂德一番哈。
So you're not just sing the songs.
是我们把神的属性赞美出来的时候。
It's that when we praise God for his goodness.
我们才不会混淆我们的角色。
So we will not confuse our roles.
因为当你知道神的属性。
When you know the goodness of the Lord.
并且会按着神的属性来敬拜他，赞美他。
You worship him and praise him according to his goodness.
你就会敬畏他。
You will fear him.
你就不会为所欲求。
You will not ask in vain.
你想要祷告什么，你就祷告什么。
You won't pray for anything you want to pray for.
你如果明白神的话语。
If you know the word of the Lord.
你明白这样子的一个神。
You know this God.
你的祷告里面会按着他的心意而求。
You will pray in your prayer. You will ask him according to his will.
而你服侍他的时候。
When you serve him.
绝对不是按着你想要的方法。
It's not according to the way you want.
啊，这个服侍神呢，服侍人呢。
To minister before the Lord, minister before people are different.
我们不能用我们想要的方法。
But we cannot use our own ways.
我们想要的方法去服侍人的时候，会给人带来压力。
If we use our ways to minister to people, we'll give them pressure.
尤其某些人很喜欢，尤其某些人不喜欢。
Some people may like him, some people may dislike.
当然，服侍的时候是按着他喜欢的。
But of course, we minister not according to what they like.
如果一个人很不喜欢喝茶
，If somebody does not like to drink tea,
这个喝茶就会睡不着。
And because they cannot sleep, they
没有关系，喝茶健康啊。
你 tell them it's okay to drink it.
喝茶10年以上可以，这个不会骨质疏松啊。
你要说，我那还阿切普罗斯，你 drink
茶里面有多少好东西，好多一直推给人家，人家喝了睡不着，你怎么办呢
？They keep recommending tea, but they cannot sleep. What are you going to do?
好东西
，so good things.
他不能接受的时候
，when they cannot accept,
你强求人家就是给人压力。
So if you force upon them, you are oppressing them.
按着。神的方式而行。
It's not according to the way of the Lord.
服侍不是按着我个人的喜欢。
To minister is not according to my personal likings.
今天有空我就来祷告。
So if I have time today, I'll come to pray.
今天我时间多一点，我就多读点圣经。
If I have more time, I read more Bible today.
而应该是怎么样？有按部就班的。
But it should be the other way around. You should do things.
按着神他所喜悦的方式。
Do things according to the ways of the Lord.
第三点。
And third point.
才是奉他的名祝福。
Then it's to pronounce blessings in His name.
要做祝福的工作。
You need to do the work of blessing.
那么你怎么可以祝福他
？Then how can you bless the other person?
祝福呢，不是在口上面说啊，神祝福你。
It's not just from the mouth that oh God bless you.
祝福的第一个层次是你接纳他。
So the first portion of blessing is that you accept the person.
你如果不接纳他，你怎么祝福他
？If you don't accept this person, how can you bless this person？
你当你要祝福他的时候
，So when you're about to bless this person，
这一个祝福管道从你开始，你当然是接纳他，你才办法祝福他。
So you as a conduit of blessing, of course you have to accept this person first。
接纳里头有开始怎么样？开始饶恕他。
So when you accept the person, you have forgiveness。
因此呢，我们就看到这个祝福。
So we see this blessing。
祭司要为人祝福的时候
，So when the priests are supposed to bless the people，
表示他检查过你的祭物
，He already check out your records。
你的祭物是怎么样？是按着神的心意的
，Because according to the will of the Lord。
这个顺服啊，这个就是这个啊，这个服事里面按着神的心意。
So this to minister according to the will of the Lord。
他能够接纳你的这个祭物
，He can accept your offering。
开始做祝福的工作
，to give you the work of start to work the work of blessing。
祝福别人的时候
，so when they bless others，
当开始要祝福的时候
，when they are about to bless others，
我们做的工作是接纳的工作。
It's a work of accepting others，
就像耶稣基督接纳我们一样。
Just as Jesus Christ accepted us，
是他的福
，that his blessing
能够引导我们
，will come to us。
使他原本是长子，他可以成为。反正独生子成为长子。
Even though he is the only begotten son, he became the firstborn.
整个23章里面也特别讲到利未人的职分。
So in chapter 23, you also talk about the ministry of the Levites.
利未人里面，我们要做的就是利未人的工作。
So the work that we're doing are the work of Levites.
管理的工作。
The work of managing.
还有守门的工作。
Okay, and gatekeeping.
看好门的工作。
So you can take care of the gates.
那么这个。这一个还有赞美的工作。
Also work of praise。
清洁的工作
and work of cleaning.
那么一些的工作都表示这些怎么样，我们要这个分工合作
mean that we have to divide up the duties.
啊，最近这边不太太平啊。
Recently, there's not much peace around here.
车子停在教会都会玻璃会被敲破。
And the glasses of cars were broken in.
不是代表教会没有被看守。
It's not that the church was not.
我们自己要有一些很好的啊，这个小心。
We need to be extra careful ourselves.
我常常看到我们弟兄姐妹哈，把那个圣经包得很漂亮。
We haven't seen the brother and sister wrap the Bible in beautiful
packaging. 一个包包。
And they have a Bible
因为要包圣经的包包，怎么可以输给我平常背的包包呢
？So the Bible casing cannot be worse than my bag.
人的话很重要。
So word of God is very important.
我要用很好的包包把它包起来。
Need to wrap it with great casing.
这个没有错误啊。
This is not wrong.
问题你放在你的车子上。
But when you leave it in your car,
他怎么知道那是圣经包包呢
？How do they know that's a Bible casing?
这么漂亮的包，小小的。
Or maybe Bible bag is just
又鼓鼓的。
你说说 something that's kind of
有时候我们会塞一些怎么样笔记嘛，对不对？塞在里面，哦，里面是不是一叠钱呐、
啊、？Because sometimes we stop noticing, so look at maybe there's money in there.
你放圣经包包，你最好是放在创可下面，或是放在椅子下面。
So if you're going to put leave your Bible in the car, better put it under seat or place hidden.
有一个人三七三三想要招数。
When the person came to the cell group,
啊，就怎么样，就是一个包包，不是圣经包包，因为圣经带进去了。
Because it was not actually the bag for the Bible, because the Bible was so
taken out. 他的一个笔记簿。
It was his notebook.
里面也塞很多包很多东西，鼓鼓的。
And so he stopped a lot of things with it, so it
wasn't. 里面没有什么重要的东西。
Puppy, but there's nothing important in it.
他觉得没有重要，就放在那个地方。
So he thought it was not so important. He left in the car.
贼眼一打开的时候，他怎么知道那里面有没有什么重要的东西
？So when the thief saw it, he didn't know what it was in.
看到鼓鼓的里面大概有装东西吧。
He thought maybe there's something in it.
玻璃先敲破再说。
So they broke the glass.
我们一定要有这一种的这一种这一个谨慎。
So we need to be careful.
不要这样因此因小失大。
Don't because of little things are lose big things.
也许那个包包鼓鼓的没有多少钱。
Maybe there's not much money in the little bag.
但那块玻璃就很贵了。
But the glass is very expensive.
那你要花很多时间。
That's why I just spend a lot of time.
因此呢，我们应当要在某一些上面做一些谨慎。
So we need to be careful in things.
这也是看管。
This is also to care for.
我们求神帮助我们在教会里面彼此的看管。
So may the Lord help us as we care for each other.
彼此的建造。
And to build each other up.
啊，这不代表神不眷顾教会。
It doesn't mean that God does not care for church.
都是给我们有一项的提醒。
It's also to remind us.
每一件事情
Every matter
都给我们有一些提醒
It's to remind us.
就像刚才我们讲那个法案又来了
Just talk about the ordinance that was
是给我们一个提醒
That came again.
知道末后的日子更近了
That the last days are near.
那么我们怎么样？不是啊，怎么又来了
We shouldn't say, oh, it comes again.
那个事件一来的时候
When this matter comes,
是不会改变的
It won't change.
世界好像没有改变
It seems like the world does not change.
但是我们要相信那个都有神的手在工作。
But we need to believe that the Lord is in the hands of all things.
因为世界不是掌握在人的手上。
Because the world is not in the hands of man.
世界整个的历程的脚步不是握在恶者的手中。
Because the path of the world is not in the hands of the wicked.
圣经所讲的世界暂时握在恶者的手中。
But the Bible says that the world is in the hands of the wicked one.
那一个是某一些点。
It's only the certain points.
不是整条计划。
It's not the whole plan.
整个计划。
The whole plan
在神的手里面
，in God's hands。
魔鬼可能做一些兴风作浪在点上面
，so maybe the devil will do certain things。
但你曾经看整个的圣经的历史
，but you look at the history of the Bible。
有哪一件事情是握在撒旦的手中的
？Anything is in the hands of the Satan。
整个圣经的总原则来解释这一点啊，我们就明白了。
So if you look at the general principles from the Bible, you understand this point。
那如果我们古板的哈，一直想。握在恶者的手中，所以我们都握在恶者的手中。
So, but if we are kind of in our old ways, we say everything is in hand.
没有办法正确的解释神的话语。
Everything is in the hands of the wicked one. Then we cannot explain the word of the Lord.
自己所辖制。
Then we'll be bound.
盼望我们从立位人的角度。
So we'll see.
让我们开始在代求上面。
From the angle of Levites, we intercede.
在服事上面。
In our ministry.
在祝福上面。
In the blessings.
这三样。
These same things
是我们弟兄姐妹都应当去遵守的。
To be honored, done by the brothers and sisters. To be done by the sisters and brothers.
愿神祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
我们从祭司的角度里面被分别出来。
That we are from the priestly view that we are set apart.
让我们可以代求。
That we can intercede.
让我们可以侍奉。
That we can minister.
让我们可以祝福。
That we can bless.
主啊，你帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
让我们在建造神你的殿宇的时候。
So when we're building your temple.
把这三样事工做好
that we do all these three things,
放在我们每一天的侍奉里头
put it in our daily service,
当我们的使命的当中
so in our commission,
建造的里头
to endure so the building up,
奉耶稣的名祷告
in Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.